Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. In different countries throughout the world, during the month of February, it's tradition to celebrate on the 14th St. Valentine's Day, a time to express love for that special person in your life by presenting them with flowers, cards, chocolates and other special gifts. So I thought I'd put together another program with a theme running through the music, and the way I've chosen is to gather together theatre and electronic organists who at some time or another have recorded an item with the word love in the title. Love Is, taken from an LP that Ronald Curtis made many years ago at the strident little Compton that used to be in the Davenport Cinema in Stockport. The LP proved to be one of the best sellers for the American concert recording label, and to this day is one of my favourite recordings from the many that this famous Bolton organist made. From Love Is to Love Is the Sweetest Thing, and in recent times I've been going through my collection of organ photos and putting them all onto disc. Amongst them I came across some which I took when I was on tour with Brian Sharp and that one-of-a-kind Kawai T30 organ. Well, give Brian a lovely old romantic tune and you can't help but immerse yourself into his beautiful arrangement of this lovely Ray Noble classic. Thank you. Love is the Sweetest Thing, played there by Brian Sharp at the Kauai T30. Brian, of course, is equally at home on pipes or electronics, and so for that matter was American organist Don Baker. Like the first two artists in today's programme, Don was a prolific recording artist, but with his passing in 1989, he never got to record in the medium of the CD. Even so, with the help of my favourite computer record restoration programme, I've managed to bring back to life a fairly poor quality pressing that Don made many years ago on the famous Paramount New York Wurlitzer. Here he is then with Lover, Come Back to Me. Lover, Come Back to Me, Don Baker at the former New York Paramount Wurlitzer. Last year, the theatre organ world was dealt a blow when it was announced that the famous Gaumont State Kilburn had been sold. Having been the home to one of this country's most famous Wurlitzers and lovingly cared for by Len Rawl and a team of enthusiasts, everyone is waiting to just see what role that the famous instrument will be able to play in the future life of that historic building. It was an instrument ideally suited to the mellifluous style of Hubert Selby. Thank you. I'll Always Be in Love with You, played there by Hubert Selby at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. It's taken from Volume 3 of the MSS series called Theatre Organ Echoes. Okay, let's up the tempo a little with the sound and style of the ever-popular Franz Lambert and his Versi organ. Edward Kennedy Ellington, known affectionately as the Duke, passed away in May 1974, but not before leaving behind a whole host of tunes and arrangements that remain as popular today as they did back then. Here's one which you don't hear very often, but which Franz Lambert is going to play right now. The Creole Love Call. Creole Love Call, played there on the Versi organ by Franz Lambert in a CD titled In Hammond Style. The range of Yamaha organs has come on a long way since the days of the Electone E70, and so for that matter I would imagine has the talents of Denny Hinman, who used the model for his very first LP recording on this undated release, simply titled Denny. What the listener is assured, however, is that there was no overdubbing, no recording tricks or gimmicks of any sort on the release. So sit back and enjoy this arrangement of the old favourite from Saturday Night Fever. How Deep Is Your Love? ¶¶ How Deep Is Your Love, played by Denny Hinman on the Yamaha Electone E70. The Gold Diggers of 1937 was the fourth Warner Brothers musical in that generic series, and again, some of the most spectacular scenes were those choreographed and shot by Busby Berkeley. All's Fair in Love and War, with music by Harry Warren and lyrics by Al Dubin, saw Busby staging the number with 104 women dancers in white military uniforms tapping in military formations and geometric patterns. Our upcoming version is by one talented organist and a beautiful sounding page organ in the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne. All's Fair in Love and War, played here then by Ron Rode. All's Fair in Love and War, Ron Rode at the Embassy Fort Wayne Page Organ. Now, it's always been a source of disappointment to me that Glenn Derringer no longer plays an active part in the organ world. His arrangements on some of the early Wurlitzer electronic organs were absolutely unique, and one can only imagine what it would be like to hear him playing some of today's fantastic instruments. Another organ manufacturer that he was associated with for some time was Baldwin, and on this track, featuring the Baldwin Marquee 191, taken from his Diamonds LP, here's that lovely Rodgers and Hart number, Falling in Love with Love. And that was Glenn Derringer bringing the first half of this month's special love theme edition of Organ First Radio to a close. Continuing with electronics, here's German organist Max Gregor Jr. at an unspecified Boehm instrument with the lively tango titled Love It Never Was. Love It Never Was, performed at the Boehm organ by Max Gregor Jr. In 1938, the screening of a German film with the title of The Blue Fox, described as an insipid romantic comedy, became what was colloquially known as a lavender film, and to describe it in any other way would be a little too much information for this programme. But it seems that the one thing the film is remembered for was a song sung by the glamorous leading lady, Zara Leander. If someone were to ask you if you'd ever heard the song, Can Love Be a Sin, in all probability you'd say no. However, I'd hazard a guess that you're not about to hear the tune for the first time. This is Richard Hills at the former South Bank Polytechnic Wurlitzer. Thank you. hills at the Wurlitzer and Can Love Be a Sin? It's not uncommon to hear electronic organists announce they're going to play something in a theatre organ style, and very often it just doesn't work. Perhaps it's down to the fact that many have never even sat at a theatre organ, and consequently don't have much idea of how to extract the correct sounds. Well, one person who has absolutely no problems in that respect is Robert Wolfe, because most of his playing is at the Thurtsford Wurlitzer. And so, seated at a Lowry Majesty model, he proves that he knows just how it's done. This is the lovely Rudolf Frimmel composition, Love Everlasting.
Thank you.
Love Everlasting, otherwise known as L'Amour Toujours L'Amour, a lovely composition by Rudolf Frimmel, and delightfully played there by Robert Wolf at a Lowry Majesty organ. Born in Surrey, composer Robert Mellin first scored big back in 1952 with a tune which he co-wrote with lyricist Guy Wood. The song, My One and Only Love, went on to be recorded by countless artists, amongst them Louis Armstrong, Chet Baker, Ella Fitzgerald, and perhaps the best-known versions were waxed by Frank Sinatra. To this day, there are countless people who remember organist Jerry Allen, one of the Hammond organ pioneers, and certainly someone who popularised the organ on TV in the days when it was featured as an instrument in its own right. After a long battle, Jerry died of cancer, and his very last recording was an LP which he launched to raise some money for research at the Royal Free Hospital in London. And from that recording, this is Jerry at the Lowry D325 with My One and Only Love. My One and Only Love performed there with the undeniable artistry of Gerry Allen. It's often thought that in the good old days at Blackpool, when Reginald Dixon reigned supreme at the Tower Wurlitzer, that he overshadowed all the organists in the resort, who each were entertaining the countless number of holidaymakers in their own individual styles. That may be true, but there was something very magical about the organ in the Empress Ballroom and its undisputed master, Horace Finch. Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses, played by the late and great Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool. Someone I got to know, not only as a great organist, but as a fellow broadcaster, was Eric Lord. In the Northwest, we both produced programmes of organ music, but for me, there was nothing more exciting than hearing him perform at a big Wurlitzer, in this case, the one that used to be in the Odeon Cinema in Manchester. Love in Bloom is typical of the kind of music that he not only enjoyed playing, but so too did his many admirers. Love in Bloom, delightfully played there by Eric Lord at the former Odeon Cinema Manchester Wurlitzer. And as we come very close to ending the show this week, let's turn back the clock to those days when there were countless music shops and stores up and down the country, because I'm sure you, like me, always scanned the local papers to see when a visiting organist would be advertised as presenting an in-store demonstration. In fact, some of the artists I've featured in the programme today could lay claim to having, as they say nowadays, been there, done it and got the T-shirt. Well, if you were lucky, you actually got one of the T-shirts. I've got a drawer full of them, but I can't get into the damn things anymore. One of the promo gifts I always wanted, but was never lucky enough to get, was a Farfisa key ring. And I bet Graham Wright has given more of them away than he's had hot Sunday dinners. And it's the very man himself we now find seated at a Farfisa organ to play Our Love Is Here to Stay. With Graham Wright playing Our Love Is Here to Stay at the Farfisa organ, we sadly come to the end of the show this month. I do hope you've enjoyed the varying items of music and artists, and that you'll join me again during the month of March, because I expect to have some new releases to tell you all about. Until then, as ever, bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.